Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. So folks, South Africa's Crop Estimate Committee, which is this body of researchers, government, private sector that forecast South Africa's grains and oilseeds production. And each month they release a view of what they think our harvest would look like. These releases depend on a season. Sometimes they are primarily focused on summer crops, sometimes they are focused on winter crops. And in some period, they cover both winter and the summer crops, depending on the time of the season. And we are now at the time where they cover both of those because we are at the tail end of our summer crop season, while at the same time we're starting the winter crop season. As some folks that drive across the Western Cape, you will see that farmers are already preparing the land and tilling the land so that we can start our winter crop production season. Last week, there was an important release that covers exactly both of the summer crop and the winter crop. But we did not reflect on that data because it was an important week in South Africa. We marked 30 years since democracy, which is why our previous segment focused on that, assessing how the South African agricultural economy has performed since 1994 up until today. If you haven't listened to that podcast, please do check it out. You may find it quite insightful and also illuminating about the journey that we've just been in South Africa. Because if you are looking on a near-term basis, you may think that the sector is under immense strain, which at some period, it will really be under immense strain. But I think when you take a long-term view, you will appreciate the progress that we have made as a country in the agricultural economy space. But this week, I want to look into the data that was released by the Crop Estimate Committee, because I think it's still very important when we are dealing with the near-term issues, stepping away from the historical reflections of last week. Now, let's start with the first one, which is the summer crops. Now, most of us, myself, many analysts and organizations, they've all been expecting that the Crop Estimate Committee would perhaps maybe revise down South Africa's 2023-24 production forecast from what it had released in March. The reason for this is because there was we went through a period of drier weather conditions, February and March. We've talked about that, and that weighed on the yields and the production prospects in general. There are crop failures across South Africa, but more immensely in the central and the western regions of the country. But at the start of April, we received rainfall. But that rain was just too much in some areas to an extent that we thought it actually had done more bad than good in those areas, to an extent that it prompted many people, including ourselves, to think that the Crop Estimate Committee may perhaps actually revise down the production prospects. But we were all surprised when the data came out because it signaled that looking at overall summer grains and the oilseeds in South Africa, and here I'm talking about white maize, yellow maize, sunflower, soybeans, groundnuts, sorghum, dry beans, the production was actually lifted by 1% from the figures that we had in March to around about 16 million tons. Now, not everything was revised up. The upward revisions were primarily on white maize, which was lifted by 2% from the previous months to now an estimated 6.4 million tons. Yellow maize was lifted marginally. We're still expecting about 6.9 million tons. Now, when you're looking at maize in general, we are over 13 million tons white and the yellow maize production. The other upside revision were on sunflower seeds, which were lifted by 4% to about 615,000 tons. Now, it matters a lot that both white maize and sunflower were lifted because white maize and sunflower are in the western regions of South Africa. That's where the predominant production is happening. So that's also the area where we were worried that it may actually experience tough production conditions. So to see these upward revisions happening in that area, that was heartwarming to see. But when the other upward revision was sorghum. Sorghum was lifted about 5%. We now are expecting something around about 94,000 tons of sorghum. But in other crops, really unchanged view and a downward revision that was in the groundnuts figures that we saw. Now, all of this, as I said, generally a surprise, but if you were to say, let's dig deeper then on maize, because maize is one of those staple crops that we have also been focused on in South Africa quite some time, talking about that, because, of course, when we have a poor crop, while there's also a poor crop in the Southern Africa region, this raises the whole conversation about the regional food security conditions. The key point to make is that if South Africa then, when we add our white maize and the yellow maize production, is expected to produce about 13.3 million tons of maize, that is enough to cover our domestic consumption, which is about 12 million tons, leaving us with over a million tons for the export market. Importantly, the coastal regions of South Africa have also started to even importing some of the yellow maize so that they can supplement the domestic needs. This again is important because it means that we have room to continue to export to the regional countries like Zimbabwe, Zambia, and the others that may be buying maize from South Africa. But as I said in the previous segments, that the pressure is on white maize. Yes, a white maize crop in South Africa now of about 6.4 million tons will cover our consumption. But I think for the region, though, we're not seeing those upside revisions happening in Zimbabwe, Zambia, and the other countries that are actually strained. In the world, there's a lot of maize, but all of it primarily, or not all of it, most of it primarily yellow maize. The crop for 2023-24 season globally is about 1.2 billion tons, up 6% year on year, but over 95% or so of that is yellow maize. So again, the white maize story outside of Mexico and South Africa begins to be a bit of a challenge. But again, at this time, the U.S. is at the starting period of their planting season. Mexico also at the starting period of their season, which is why countries like Zimbabwe and Zambia really need to make sure that they have conversation with those countries so that they can put some hectares for white maize for exporting to the region later in the year and into the beginning of next year. So those are all things that we are consistently thinking about. But of course, although their production was lifted mildly, if you look at this crop of 13.3 million tons of maize in total, and you compare with what we had produced in 2022-23 production season, this is still down 19%. So it's really nothing to celebrate. But also, it carries a lot of uncertainty because other people are starting to ask questions of saying, perhaps, can the Crop Estimate Committee still look at these numbers when they're doing their revisions for May and slash them from where they are? We don't know. We will see that at the end of this month when the Crop Estimate Committee actually releases that data and what they will do also for soybeans. Because the soybean crop now in South Africa was unchanged. It is about 1.8 million tons that we are expecting, down 35% from a year ago. This does mean to us that we may actually now move from being a net exporter of soybeans to being a net importer. The coastal region may find themselves importing a bit of oil cake to supplement the domestic consumption. That's something that we will be watching in the coming months. But I think all of this, to conclude on the summer crop story, is really to say that, look, the data was a positive, a bit of a surprise. We were expecting a downward revision, but the numbers really painted a somewhat stable picture from where we were. We don't know what in May the figures will look like. That's something that we all have to watch at the end of this month when the Crop Estimate Committee releases its revision. But I will tie this back again to the food inflation story of saying, although maize crop is down in South Africa, and we've certainly seen prices reacting. For example, when this data was released on April 25, maize prices in South Africa, white maize price was up 56% year on year at about 5,400 per ton. That's the price was hovering there. Yellow maize was up 22% year on year, hovering at 4,400 rand per ton. Those were the price levels. They've come down a bit from there, but they still really remaining at those levels, a few percentage points down from those levels, but still elevated when you're comparing with the long-term levels and even compared to last year. But if you are to reflect globally beyond maize, there's also a lot of wheat. Wheat in the world is expected to be at around about 789 million tons, which means that we'll continue to see prices moderating at a global level. Lots of rice. Rice is at 511 million tons. sunflower seed at about 59 million tons. So there's a lot of these crops that are there, which is why when I think about food price inflation, I emphasize a lot on white maize and say for other products, we may continue to see a bit of moderation. But that's something that we should all be watching going forward. But let me be quick and go to the other crops that we have talked about, particularly the winter crops, to say, where are we now there? On the winter crops, the Crop Estimate Committee released primarily the intentions to plant because it's still fairly early in the season. People are preparing the soils. But what we gather is that for all of our winter crop, they expect that the plantings may be down by 3% to around about 798,000 hectares. These are plantings, not tons. It's not production. Now, the decline is primarily on wheat plantings, which are expected to fall by 3%. Barley plantings are expected to fall by 5%, while canola plantings may actually increase by 8%. And of course, oats plantings may fall by 26%. Now, it's too early. These are intentions to plant. It's not the real area planting. It will be important, perhaps maybe for us, to watch what the Crop Estimate Committee will say around the 26th of July, which is when they will be releasing the preliminary area planting, and we will have a sense of what those hectares are looking like. The one thing I would add is that we are now at a period where one could categorize it as El Nino, which has been a challenge for summer crop, is now at a neutral state, which means then that the rainfall conditions in the Western Cape and the other regions of the country that are winter rainfall region, they may actually be normal. And then if we have normal rainfall, then that will be good for the winter crop because, of course, we've been worried and we've seen the havoc that the bad weather conditions could do on the crop. We've seen it from the summer crop areas of South Africa. So that's what the data, folks, showed. I thought I should spend a bit of time this week reflecting on that. And, of course, we'll come back next week to talk about the story of the weather because now we have the El Nino has ended. We are in a neutral state and we'll be returning to La Nina. And I will come back to talk about how should we be thinking about that when we consider the upcoming summer crop season. That's the 2024-25, as well as this winter crop season that we are in. But that's for next week, folks. Thanks for listening. And do follow us on socials. The tagline for this podcast is Mkokeli Podcast on socials, particularly on Twitter, X. And you can also follow me on socials at Wandile Sihlobo across all of the socials. And yes, you can read a bit about some of the things that I write on my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. Thanks for listening.